Okay, well, yes, we have free will to do whatever we want, but if we love him, we will obey him, as it says in John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commands. That was what Jesus said. And it really is the least we can do because, you know, Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
Mm-hmm.
And what does he ask for in return? Simple obedience to just demonstrate that we do love him. Otherwise, is it really a commitment to God? You know, you relate this to parenting. You know, think about this. As kids, we do things, you know, to please our parents because we love them. Imagine if children, you know, growing up, we never did anything to demonstrate our love to them. Never gave hugs, never gave kisses, never said I love you, never obeyed a thing they said, just wild all the time. You know, what would your parents have thought if that's what the case was?
I want a refund.
Yeah. You know, well, a little monster, right? You know. Well, maybe not that
spicy.
Strong language, but I mean, like, they would think something is wrong.
Yeah.
You know, they would think their child seriously did not love them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the same kind of thing. You know, when we're his children, we need to demonstrate our love to him. And all we're asked to do to demonstrate that is to be obedient. You know, I think of the old movie now. I say old movie. Jim Carrey and Bruce Almighty. There's a scene where, you know, he has God's power, of course. But he's really trying to force his ex-girlfriend to love him. And, you know, you can just see him. He's got his, you know, fist clenched and he's like really trying and he's bending down and agony's on his face and he's just like, love me. And, you know, she's just kind of looking at him like, are you nuts?
Yeah.
You know, that's how it is with God's will, you know, and our will is that he gives us that choice to walk away from him.
Yeah. And you know what? The whole thing about, let me just pull up the question here. So blah, 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 following rules and stuff like that. I think that it really comes down to your perspective. If you naturally do not trust God, you're going to have a real hard time with these quote unquote rules. You're going to see them as rules. See, me personally in my life, I am very aware that God's wisdom is infinitely above my own. And I do not know it all, or even like 1% of the 1% of the 1% of the 1%, so on and so forth. And so it's like, I trust God, you know, and I trust his wisdom, that his ways are greater. So I don't see them as rules. I see them as more of, how can I even describe this, as just wisdom, you know, wisdom to follow. We look in even Proverbs, there's all this wisdom too, you know. If you do this, hello, this is going to cause you pain. You might think it's what you want, but really, this is going to cause you like pain and suffering. So I just see it as, you know, wisdom to follow.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, basically when it comes down to all these things that God has commanded us to do, like the Ten Commandments, you know, everything like that. It's not that God's trying to be, you know, this universal buzzkill, okay? That's what a lot of people think. But it's just more God is looking out for our best interests.
Yeah.
And he's like, do you trust me? You know, these rules, you know, as you call them, my commandments, are there for your benefit. They're not to harm you.
When you first met Tanya, were you doing that? Were you doing the, love me? And just, you know, rolling up in a ball. Did you try that technique?
I don't think I stood there like that, but you know, basically what did happen,
we just love me.
No, I put on a song cause I was DJing the wedding I was at and, so a little history here. She was the MC. I was the DJ.
Oh,
she caught the bouquet. I caught the garter.
Oh boy.
She walked up in the middle of the dance and she's like, well, I caught the bouquet, you caught the garter, I figure that means you owe me a dance. And she walked away. She walked away, and I'm like, hang on one second. So I grabbed a song. I even remember the song, Mariah Carey, Hero.
Oh my gosh.
And I threw it on there, and I walked out into the middle of the dance floor. I'm like, okay. I put out my hand, and she, you know, came and danced, and the rest is sort of history.
Wow. I didn't think we were going to go into the full history. I didn't even know that story. That is such a beautiful way to meet someone.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool.